Russ Parr Morning Show, giving up that money every hour, courtesy Future. And, of course, yes, we're talking about some black police officers and the issues that we may have.
But don't let it be a black and a white one, because they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop.
Oh, man, one of my favorite lines from F the Police. Anyway, yes.
N.W.A.
You know, Soup had a problem. I usually catch a beef from some brothers that pull me over.
Yeah, why are you so aggressive?
White cops are
man?
So cool sometimes. They like, some of them are cool when you just talk to them cool, but brothers be trying to set, some of them be trying to set you up.
What you doing? Yeah. Let me see your hands. Hold up. What's up? Like, okay, calm down. Mm-hmm. I understand you have a dangerous job, but I'm not posing any type of threat. I mean,
see, and that's why you get in trouble, because you talk to them like, hey, yeah. You're being condescending.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yes,
I mean,
you are. I know you, Sue. I know how you roll.
I mean, relax.
I know how you roll.
You
got to
stroke their ego a little bit. You know, yeah. Yes, sir, no, sir.
Not, not doing any stroking, sorry.
And you talking about, well, what did you pull me over for? Don't ask them that.
I do.
I would never ask.
I do all the time.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'? How y'all doing, man? It's Keith from D.C.
Yes, sir. Your comment, please.
Man, hey, look. Hey, Super K, I've been having the same problems.
I know.
In my opinion, I think they got beat up in high school when they tried to take it back out on the brothers. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can see that.
Look at that security complex over here, man.
You know, it's another brother that hangs out near the 24-hour store on foot. And I mean, he just acts as if he gets a pass. I mean, come on, man. You can be respectful out here to us. We're here every day. You're visiting in so many words.
Good morning. Hello. You know.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
All right. You care to comment about this black cop issue?
I do. Matter of fact, this is very recent. I was down in Florida, and I kid you not, I had pulled inside the 7-Eleven, and I was coming from an event where Trina was performing. Mm-hmm. And literally, all I did was just go inside the 7-Eleven, get me a slushie, and I proceeded to come on out. The officer who pulled me had suspected that I was under the influence of alcohol, which was far from the truth. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, he held me there until, like, for at least 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Just to make sure, so he can get his supervising officer to come out there and breathalyze me.
But you know what? It's tough to, like, say, hey, you know, discrimination when a brother's in there, you know, having you go through the ropes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't say that.
No. Please showing out for the white cop.
Okay, some people say they're showing out for the white cop. Try to say, hey, man, I give no brothers a pass.
But, yeah.
But I don't think that's the case.
It's like
reverse
racism.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that bully thing in school. You know, you were never the tough guy, and now you have a badge, and you can be the boss.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yes. Your comment.
Hey, I think there's two aspects, man. One is that I think a number of the cops are trying to show that they are unbiased in their job.
Yeah.
But in doing so, go over the top against the black population, because they're trying to show the white population that I can do this job without being biased and being black.
Right. Secondly, like, I'm on the team. You know, hey, guys, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But the flip to that is that the same stereotypes that white has, a lot of blacks have against blacks.
Mm.
And when you give them that badge, that power, and that authority, they don't know how to maintain the ratio of civilized police work and being overbearing.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. Yeah. Good morning. Hello. How you doing?
Morning, Russ. How you doing? This is Kilo from Dayton.
Kilo, go ahead, bro.
Hey, man. I think we've passed the racial thing. I think it's just, if you a jerk, you a jerk. I don't care what color you are.
Yeah.
And some people just jerks, man.
And I can go with that too.
Yeah, I agree with that also.
Tweet, tweet.
You see, Miss S writes, it's not age, not race. Young cops have a chip on their shoulders.
Could be.
I believe that.
Young cops.
But it depends on who you're talking to, because older cops also treat younger drivers like they're kids.
Right, right. They just talk down. Didn't you know better than that?
Yeah. Did you? Oh, were you out partying?
Yes.
No.
Tweet, tweet.
Ms. Sweet Tyra writes, I think you have to be an a-hole to become a cop, black or white. They just seem to have that person in their personality. Ike Magnifico writes at Russ Parr Show, the black cops have something to prove. They need that respect that they didn't get when they were a kid.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That seems
you know what? I think a lot of them, maybe what they need to do is be approached by a cop treating them like they treat other people.
It has happened.
Huh.
Cats, really? You know, it's like there's some cats that actually, there's some guys that will show their badge to the officer that pulled them over,
mm-hmm.
and they get handled too. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, so it's just a matter of you having a good day or not. I'm not sure.
And especially if that officer has been on the force longer than you.
Right.
How long have you been on? You say a year or two, they really think they can.
Yeah.
Black police showing out for the white cop.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore. What's going on?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, man, listen. Like that first caller said, man, a lot of these cops, man, was picked on and they was pumped and they was chumps in high school, man. Because every time I get pulled over by a black cop up here in BMO, there's most of my with the school book, man.
Like, well, you need to stop selling drugs. You know the deal with you. We know what's up with you.
Stop stealing cars.
Okay, living in the wire. Good morning, hello.
The wire.
Good morning, hello.
How you doing?
All right, your comment, please.
Yeah, I agree with the other guy to say something about we're past the race thing, and I just wanted to add on to that, because where I'm from, the police around here on night shift, if you run from them, you're more likely to get your butt tore up than you would if you was dealing with the day shift cops.
Really?
Well,
what was the difference between night and day?
Most places you're going to get your butt whooped if you run. Right. They don't feel like chasing you.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
that's
run.
Guaranteed.
This thing can catch you.
Yeah, if you run, you better get away. Yeah. And you will be beat down.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I just happen to be a black cop. Let's look at the flip side of this.
Let's go.
How many brothers, when they get into it, just have a conversation with a black police officer, expect you to give them a pass because you're both black?
All right.
I mean, this is a job.
Let's talk about it.
Like, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, come on. Now you going to pull me over?
Come on, sister.
Exactly. You pull them over, roll down the window.
But you're a black cop. Let's keep it real, though.
Yeah.
Some of your brothers that you know on the force, man, don't think over the top a little bit, though, man. Let's just keep it real.
Some of them. I mean, it's a job like any other. You have horrible waitresses and you have great waitresses.
Right.
It all depends on your experience. No one tells the story about the cop that pulled him over was like, hey, slow it down and let him go. Everyone remembers the butthole.
But you know what? I tell those stories all the time because I've been pulled over a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes are like, hey, man, just go on your way, man. Give me a shout out in the morning. No,
that's because you're Russ Carr.
No. These guys don't know me. They don't know me. I'm telling you, man. I don't play that card.
Yeah.
I treat everybody with respect. You pulled me over. Yep. Hey, man, you got me.
You don't think the RPAR on your tag is a giveaway?
I don't even have that on my tag.
Black police showing out for the white cop.
So have you ever tried to show out for your partners?
Who, me? Nah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I worked in Jackson, Mississippi. It's an 89% black police force.
Jackson. Oh, yeah. That don't count.
All the cops are black.
Yeah, everybody.
Exactly. You gotta. You give what you get. It's like a lot of them say to us all the time. You give respect, you get respect.
All right, man. Appreciate it.